Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry blend and orange hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Back again, whether you like it or not, on a Hurts Day, WIP Afternoon Show. With Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Ike, who's smiling. Must be because it's Masters time.
No, it's because we're on camera.
Oh, we are on camera.
So I just try to come in with a
smile.
Yes,
there we are. Streaming on YouTube.
Yes, there we are. What's up, Brother Spike?
Oh, what up?
I'm doing pretty good, brother. Listen, last night, come on now. A little bit of adversity there.
Oh, no.
Little fight.
Oh, God.
In the fightings last night.
Yes. Big
pretty
win.
Good. Come out of there with a big win in Atlanta.
Yes, sir.
Split the first two. Knowles. No, it's not Knowles on the mound tonight.
Luzardo.
Forget about what I just said.
Jesus.
On the mound tonight. I'm loving it. Jackie Baseball. Listen. Not since opening day. MV3 hadn't went yard. Got there last night. How about Trey Bomb? Trey Bomb last night. Game winner. How about your boy?
Long-winded, love it. Good to hear a good recap of the game from 18 hours ago. Appreciate it. Big stuff down in Atlanta, and you didn't even mention Saquon Walker.
Oh. I didn't even get into Saquon. I like that.
Saquon
Walker. God. I like that.
I feel like we did this exact thing a year ago, by the way.
That was Taiwanimus.
Oh, it was Taiwanimus, right. Well, we have a big show, as we always do. We welcome back Shil Kapadia at 3 o'clock today from The Ringer. Talk
Shil!
About the draft and the Eagles, as we are 2 weeks away from the NFL draft. And we are introducing a new, for the first time ever, on the WIP Afternoon Show, as today is the first day of the Masters, every hour, half past the hour, Ike Reese will give Masters updates.
Well, I guess I was smiling about that.
Yes. Well, we knew you'd be keeping track of the Masters anyway, so we decided to capitalize on it, and we will get half past every hour, we'll get Ike's Masters update.
I like that.
So it was a big win last night, you know, especially after they lose to the Braves 7-5 in the first game, coming back and winning the Taiwan game. Mm-hmm. Let me ask you this, Ike, because there were a bunch of things that happened in that game. What was the biggest thing for you that you took away from that game last night?
Man, there were a lot of things that happened in that game last night, back and forth. Didn't expect to have the pitching sort of duel we had going through those first few innings, but I guess that should be expected now with Cy Young Walker on the mound. So as I'm digesting that win last night, and listen, it for a while, I didn't know what it was going to turn out to be. Right? I mean, are we still complaining about the bullpen today if Trey doesn't give us the go-ahead home run last night? I know Bryce brought us from down 2-1.
Yep.
But still, like, and then we gave it right back, right? To tie the game up in the next inning.
Didn't hit a starter again. Jack predicted right. that we wouldn't hit that guy for the first five innings.
So I'm not going to focus on that as much. I'm going to focus on, I tell you, Spike, Fritzy, we may have something developing right before our eyes that helps us out. Everyone's concerned about the bullpen.
Mm-hmm.
And we need another arm. Mm-hmm. Should we trade Bohm and all those things to get the arm? And I understand that. But if Taiwan is going to pitch like this, to where he gives us five innings.
Okay.
5 to 6 innings, right?
Yeah.
And I'm not saying he's going to give up one run every time he goes out there. But even if he kept it to 2 runs, say even 3. 3 over 6? Man. I'm thinking about Ranger being in the bullpen, leave Taiwan in the rotation. I'm thinking later in the summer, you got Andrew Painter, who's also going to come up, who could also help strengthen the bullpen. If Taiwan is going to pitch like this, man, this is a development that's happening. I don't think anyone expected. And it's a positive thing. Now, it's only 2 starts. I get it. It's only 2 starts. I'm just saying, when we're looking at solutions and things that are possible, that's what I took from last night. Taiwan Walker's 2nd start, maybe he's figured it out to where he can at least be a serviceable starter for us, and that's a good thing moving forward, Spike.
I think you're getting ahead of yourself on Taiwan. I look.
And maybe because the bar was so low.
But yeah, well, he hasn't given up a run.
Yeah.
You know, so, I mean.
Only like, starter to not give up a home run yet.
Right, not any run at all. I just. Yeah. The first start, I thought he was pretty good. Yesterday, I felt like I was seeing the high
glimpses
wire act
of it. Yeah.
That I saw last year. And I know, like last year, I think his first few starts, they weren't as impressive statistically as they were these couple of starts. But we were winning the games. It was getting through the innings. I just, two things there. One, I just don't believe it. I'm just like, if it happens, I think we're going to have at least 2 more starts of him before Ranger's even ready, considering how much Ranger has to even ramp up. And I'd be surprised if we're even discussing this at that point. But if we are, then you have the added complication of Ranger being in a contract year and you're burning the guy in the bullpen and maybe you're hurting his free agency. And I know like we have to care mostly about the Phillies. But then when you're thinking about attracting free agents and you bury the guy as a middle reliever in his contract year after he was what he was last year, mm-hmm. I almost think that unless Taiwan is lights out until then, I almost think you have to give Ranger that spot when he comes back and let Taiwan go to the bullpen. I don't believe in the Taiwan thing anyway,
yeah.
But even if he's still fine at that point, I think you got to put Ranger back in that spot. I like Ranger was too important to the team last year, and even that playoff start where he grinded through that start where he had basically nothing left, and we're saying because Taiwan has 3 or 4 good starts, he's losing his spot in the rotation. That's tough.
Yeah, but I think the only reason, listen, last year was last year with the pitchers that they had in place, and Taiwan was almost, they had him out there just because they had to have him out.
Sure, 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 yeah.
Here's what I'm saying. I'm saying, and I'm looking at our bullpen right now, and there are a lot of question marks there. This allows you to ease Ranger back in. You're talking about a back injury that you never know when it's going to flare up with Ranger and his back injury. You're probably going to have to monitor him anyway and at least keep his innings or pitches down so that he doesn't re-injure himself. So you're really doing I don't want to call it what we used to call the where the bullpen basically does the whole
the opener thing.
Well, yeah, the opener. Yeah, yeah I don't want to call it that.
Nah, we can't do that.
Yeah, I don't want to call it that. But I think Ranger, because he has more experience in the bullpen, is better suited to do it. And I'm sorry. I can't be concerned about Ranger Suarez's free agency. And if he and Scott Boras are so upset about his standing with the team, then you know what? Maybe we would have to move him for something. And I'm just saying, all this depends on Taiwan continuing to pitch well. If Taiwan's not pitching well, then it's a no-brainer that you're moving him out of there. I'm just saying, I'm trying to figure out a way to kill 2 birds here. not necessarily one stone. It's going to take two stones to kill these two birds as far as...
That's still relatively efficient. It's hard to kill a bird with a stone.
Yeah, so I'm just looking at it that way. And Taiwan right now... And here's the other thing. What does he make, $18 million a year?
He does, for this year and next year.
Him and Bryce Huff?
Yeah.
Yeah, so forget about Bryce Huff. At least, believe me, would you ever have thought Taiwan Walker's given us way more than Bryce Huff ever gave us?
In two games.
In two games, yeah.
I'm just looking at it, like, to me, and then thinking about adding Andrew Painter with that. Man, Taiwan Walker, even if he's just a five-inning pitcher that can get you there, as long as he's eating up those innings, that's something to build off of right there.
You could piggyback them, too. When Ranger came back in 2021 from his other injury, he piggybacked in the starting rotation, so they had a starter start, and then Ranger was the bulk guy. If you could go Taiwan and Ranger and then save the bullpen for that day.
So basically like the opener thing, but with two guys rather than three.
Yeah, and they give you more length.
Right. Well, because it would be two guys rather than three.
Yeah. I know you're a lengthsman.
I am a lengthsman.
I'll say that's coming up later.
Yeah, and a girthsman. Yeah. Jack,
wow.
Well, 215-592-9494. What's your biggest takeaway from that game yesterday? Ike is thinking about maybe keeping Taiwan in the starting spot, bringing Ranger back as a reliever. Jack, you?
I knew Taiwanimus was too good of a name and too good of a bit to die.
Yes. You know, here it is. We got it back.
All you need is a little bit of a moment, Spike. That's all that matters. No, so what hit me last night is really just about how gutsy this team is. And I thought that they played sloppy two nights ago in the loss down in Atlanta. I thought they played sloppy on Saturday and bounced back, walked 11 times, got glass now out of the game. I thought they played sloppy last game against Washington. They're not letting things build, I don't think. Besides the third base situation,
right,
which is we'll obviously get to.
Yeah, I still got my thing.
I know you got your thing, but I think you're seeing a level of toughness that maybe wasn't exuded last year, and I think you're seeing some big players step up at big moments. I think that even Trey talking post game, I didn't see any water being snuck up behind and dumped on him.
That would have been a night to do it.
I was waiting for
it.
Didn't see it. Bryce talked again after the game. Again, not to make too big a deal out of it. Bryce talking, but he's talking all the time this year.
Yep.
And I think that's really interesting. I think there's a different sense of urgency. The bullpen still walked a tightrope last night. I mean, they were trying to get two innings out of Jose Ruiz, two innings out of Joe Ross, and an inning plus out of Jose Alvarado. That's nerve-wracking. But I think you can eventually address the bullpen thing. They'll find a solution there. For the most part, I think this has been a tough team, and they keep bouncing back after sloppy performances and locking in.
All right. 215-592-9494, your biggest, observation, your feeling after last night's win. So it was a win. It was a good win. It's a win over a rival. I'm going third because my thing
you
is...
You sound so morose.
Well, it's just, it's a... Because I'm going to have a negative thing where you guys have a positive thing.
He's back.
There's my guy.
He's back.
There's my guy.
I believe in the team, by the way. The Alec Bohm thing is over. It is over. And maybe they could throw a Hail Mary, sit him down maybe even tell him to go home for a week or something like that. But this is what I was concerned about. What I was concerned about is his mentality affecting his play, which affects his mentality, which affects his play. And it's one thing for him to be throwing the helmet or not looking at whoever's bringing his glove out after the game or not taking ground ball, whatever, whatever little baby thing he's doing. It's one thing for that to exist. And it's another thing for a lack of production to exist. But when they're both existing at the same time, this guy is, first of all, I believe having a hard time getting over what happened this offseason with them trying to trade him. I absolutely think he is. There are certain guys who can battle back from that who are sort of tough in that way and going to turn it into, I'll show everybody. And what's happening to him is the opposite. And I just, my concern this entire time with Bohm is that this is going to build on itself and it's going to snowball and it's going to get worse and worse. And last night, he was 0-for-5 with 3 strikeouts. The last strikeout, the same sort, I can understand being frustrated, but like, it's that same stuff. And as we're talking about this entire team being tough and this entire team being resilient and this entire team being, focused and committed to this new thing at the plate and having each other's back, that guy doesn't fit right now. He doesn't fit. And he doesn't seem like I just don't think he's built to work through this right now. And I sort of see, I know Jack has been saying, you have to make this bullpen thing last until the trade deadline and make a trade then. there are teams you could trade with now.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And I don't think the bone thing's getting fixed this year. I don't think it is. And I think every time you put him out there and every time they run him out there, his value goes down and it makes it worse. And I'm watching Alec Bohm last night and I just have absolutely no faith he's doing anything. He pops it up, beats the ball into the ground or strikes out, and he has a sort of a mini tantrum out of every single one of them. And I just don't think it's getting fixed. And it sucks because the year has started really well, right? They're what, 8-3? This year,
yeah.
Right? I mean,
yeah.
They're in first place by a half game.
Well, it only sucks if you focus on it.
Well, but it's there.
Well, sure, it's there. It's like with any team, you're winning. There's always areas you can improve on. Like, every player isn't playing great.
I agree with you.
So my only thing, no, here's my only thing. I'm not saying you're wrong or anything.
Yeah.
With the exception of, unless I'm getting better, I'm not moving the guy. So removing, just for the sake of removing him, I'm not at that point yet. I'm just not at that point yet. And thankfully, we got enough power and talent around him that this isn't costing them games.
But then what happens when it does?
Well, they're going to lose games throughout the course of a season, unless it costs you in the postseason.
Well, I'm not waiting for that.
Well, but here's what I'm saying, Spike.
Yeah.
They've won. We've all said this has been the most winning era of the Phillies baseball.
Over the last...
He's been a big part of that.
Yes.
He's been a big part of it. So it's not as if they haven't won with him.
I know, but it's worse. It's just...
He's in a slump right now.
He's in a slump, and it's the other stuff.
Forget about the other stuff.
No, it's real. I believe
it's
real.
But it's only real if you focus on it.
But you don't think his teammates look at that every day?
It doesn't seem like... Well, hold on. They're in first place.
Yes, but
they're... Hold on. It doesn't affect their approach at the plate. He's not rubbing off on them. Their chase rate is better. Everybody loves their approach at the plate, right? Nobody has any issues with that. So what Alec Bohm is doing isn't rubbing off on the team in a negative way. It's all I'm saying. So here's what I'm saying. If this team is good enough and built strong enough that they can sort of continue to do what they're doing, I think they can win in spite of Alec Bohm right now. The same way they won last year when Casty was terrible the first part of the season. Forget about the attitude stuff. I'm talking about production right now.
Sure. But,
I'm talking
about
production.
Sure, but can I...
Because his attitude's going to change when he starts hitting the ball better.
Unless
his attitude's going to change.
Unless his attitude... The difference between him and Casty, and they're built way different.
Of course, one guy's older and a little more grittier. And
we
know that. Yeah.
He wanted to battle through it. And Casty for...
And they let him every day, even when he struggled.
For absolutely. But I believe that... And look, I'm just guessing. We're all just guessing. I believe that his mentality is going to make it a lot harder for him to battle out of this.
And you may be right.
Right.
All I'm saying is right now, all they can do is try to massage the situation. Ostracizing him, putting him on the bench for 3 or 4 days where it basically puts him out there as he's the guy that is terrible right now versus trying to, I don't know, put a culture around him that he can sort of fight through this. And when he starts to hit the ball, everything else changes around him as far as how he handles everything. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. It's actually good that the team is still winning in spite of that.
I would agree there.
Like they're winning in spite of that. He's not causing them to get out of character, to not play well, right? They realize their teammate is struggling, and they're just going about their business trying to be supportive.
I guess what I would say is I don't want to wait until it gets to that point. Like, I would rather act now.
So here's the difference between you and I. You're assuming that's where it's headed.
Yes, and
I'm
you're not.
I'm assuming, based on his track record and what he's done during his time in the league, that he'll fight his way out of this and start hitting the ball. That's what I'm assuming.
Sure. I hear where you're coming from on that. All right, 215-592-9494, biggest takeaway from the Phillies. And by the way, we do have a next question today. So I don't know if you heard, a bunch of Yankees got sick after eating chicken wings. They got food poisoning.
Come on, man.
And Cody Bellinger.
Where were they at? Where'd they get those wings at?
Well, probably some hoity-toity New York restaurant.
Were they on the road? Were they at home?
It's probably $38 dozen wings or whatever.
Wait, hold on. They were in Detroit. I don't know if Detroit's known for their hot wings.
Yeah, I have no idea. But so Cody Bellinger, Cody Bellinger has sworn off wings for at least 5 years after getting food poisoning from chicken wings.
Yeah.
So
what a weird. Why just 5 years?
5 years. Well, I don't know.
No way he's gonna last 5 years.
He wants to come back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
eventually he'll get over the food aversion
right, exactly.
thing.
Exactly.
So for next question today, what food could you never swear off? Like, what could you not live without? Jack, your terrible next question to answer. What is the one food you could not live without?
Oh, give me a moist, juicy.
Stop.
Little bit of blood.
Oh,
little
God.
Bit of pink.
Oh.
Steak. Come on, man. Like, give me a nice, well-done, pink, moist
Not well
That's
done.
Not well-done
not
if it's
well
pink.
Done.
Well, I mean well done.
I know
like,
what you're saying.
Like
yes. Well, you said well done, and everybody else listening to us damn near crashed.
Well
sure
prepared.
They did.
Well prepared.
Yes. Yeah, like a well-done
right?
steak.
Well prepared,
yeah.
yes.
No, not a well-done steak.
Yes,
a well-prepared
yes,
steak.
Yes, well-prepared
Oh,
steak.
My God. Were you the one ordering medium well, the fake temperature when we were in New Orleans? I forget who was doing
no,
that.
No, that wasn't me.
Maybe
yeah.
that was Elliot?
No, me.
Oh, well, medium well is not a thing.
Well, it is for me.
Okay.
No, I remember.
Well, some people's medium is a little bit too medium for me.
Okay, but then that's medium rare.
It depends on the restaurant. I'm
yes,
not going to call out any names.
It does,
so
it
I'm
does.
Just, I'm just
yeah.
basically saying there's an eye test I go through.
Sure,
and
sure,
I'm like,
sure.
yeah, I don't mind it being pink. I just don't want it. I don't need it bleeding.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yes, still right. kicking a little bit.
Yes,
you
know, I don't need
you don't
that.
Want that.
No.
Ike, the food that you couldn't live without?
Steak is a good one, Jack. That's a man's choice.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, wait till you get to mine.
Oh, God. Oh, man. Well, chicken is an obvious one. But that comes in so many different forms.
Yeah, I think you would have to give us a specific kind.
Yeah.
Yep.
You know what? I can't live without. I'm going to have to go with ribs.
Oh, you're a ribsman. You could not, even if you got totally sick on ribs, you would go back to it.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And.
Well, unless it's a McRib.
Well, that's not a real
McRibs,
rib.
McRibs, yes.
That's not a real
I
rib.
I don't. Not to just be disparaging yes. anywhere.
Yeah,
yes,
right,
I
right.
don't eat.
Yeah. That doesn't seem like an Ike sandwich.
Yes.
Yeah. Doesn't seem like an Ike sandwich.
Yes, ribs. And whether it's baby back or spare.
Okay. So, well, I mean, mine isn't going to be.
Every once in a while, a beef rib. Not real big on the beef ribs.
Mine's not going to have the same.
Yeah, yeah. Well, what ass answer is going to be?
Well, it's chunky peanut butter. I love peanut
wow,
butter.
Awesome.
I eat peanut butter every day. I can't go without peanut butter. Every once in a while.
Do you eat peanut butter every day?
Every day with a spoon after lunch.
Wow.
I bring peanut butter in. I eat it straight up with a spoon. I love peanut butter. Peanut butter every single day of my life. It is the one, and you know, oatmeal I like. There's a lot of other things I like.
Yeah.
Peanut butter. Cannot give up on peanut butter. Love peanut butter. That is the one food I can't live without. All right, 215-592-9494. The one
I've
thing.
Never seen you eat peanut butter, I don't think.
Oh, you've seen it, right, Chad?
Yeah.
Yeah, yep. I always
celery?
Have the jar.
He brings his own little jar. No, it's not like Ben. Remember Ben's lunch
yeah,
was?
Yeah, with the celery. Hummus
celery's and hummus. Yeah, yeah. No, I eat it straight out of the jar.
Okay.
Bruce in D.C., you're on WIP. What's up, Bruce?
Hey, Mark. Hey, how's it going?
Whoa.
How's everybody doing?
Yeah.
Hey, John. Hey, Mark. How you doing?
Yeah, what's up?
Sorry about that. No, I'm in the Enterprise. I'm waiting to get picked up. I'm a little stranded.
Oh, they'll
I'm
pick you up.
I'm way back up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Stranded.
They'll leave the light on for you.
Yep. No, that's not Enterprise.
Yeah, but this. All right, Spike, I caught that now.
Yeah.
Well, that was Fritz.
Yeah.
but look, man, yeah, this thing about Bone, man. This guy. I look, I'm like you. I'm at my patience is really short with him. Because see, here's the thing. It's one thing about his attitude, but the other thing is his refusal to buy in at being patient and at the plate. I don't know what the hell is wrong with him. And why he seems as though he doesn't feel as though he needs to conform. And this is the thing that really bothers me about him. But I get what you're saying about him. I don't want to bench him right now because that would shatter his
life. I mean, you can bench him for a day. I just don't know how long you can keep him on the bench.
Right. Well, when Sosa needs to play, they need to get Sosa in there
sure.
and play when it's warranted.
I agree.
Here's the thing. If he doesn't shape up, if he doesn't get his act together, he needs to be gone by the trade deadline because the other thing here that I'm concerned about is with the Phillies, with the bench, you know, as those pitchers. I mean, maybe they could arrange a deal and maybe get something going to where they can get him, maybe get a prospect and get someone, get a trade to get him out of there because we got adequate replacements for him. He won't be missed. As far as I'm concerned.
What are you talking about, Bone?
Yeah.
Well, who's our adequate replacement?
Sosa.
Again?
Well, defensively he
yeah,
is.
Sosa. Yeah, Sosa.
Well, not offensively.
He can certainly hit better than .125.
Well, that's to assume he's going to hit .125 the rest of the year. He's been a .275 hitter pretty much his whole career.
Yeah, he's been pretty consistent.
Meanwhile, Sosa's never batted more than .255.
Yeah, I just don't think that the difference between Sosa and Bohm at the plate is that big a deal at this point.
When both are at their best?
Well, but I don't think...
That's what I have to assume. I'm not assuming the worst. I'm saying at their best, Bohm is the better player at
yes.
the plate.
Yeah, at the plate, he's the better player at his best. Yes.
Yeah, and that's to your point. And that's the reason why, like I'm saying here, is his grace period is to the trade deadline because despite his stats, you know, he falls flat in the playoffs anyway. I'm just patience. It's just time to move on from him if he doesn't get himself together psychologically. I don't know.
Okay.
Bruce.
I mean that's my whole point. So
Bruce, for next question today, tell us something. Give us a food you couldn't live without.
Seafood.
Well, that is not. You're going to have to dial in a little bit. Imagine if somebody said land food.
Oh, crabs.
Yeah, no, okay.
I'll say crabs.
Is that like a.
Is that snow crabs?
Yeah, is it like.
Crab legs?
Blue crabs.
There you go.
Okay.
Blue crabs.
Yeah, lock in, Bruce.
Yeah.
See, yeah, they're a pain in the ass.
That was my thing when I ate that stuff. Crabs just seemed like too much work.
Yeah, that's why I like the legs better.
Yeah, the Alaskan king crab legs. You just do the one.
Oh, snow crabs.
Yes.
I don't even, the king crabs, I don't want the spikes on them.
Yeah.
I just want the legs.
Yeah.
When I did it.
You're a legsman?
I was a legs and clawsman.
Oh, wow. I didn't know you're into that.
Yeah.
And the feet.
Yeah. Like, but the same, like, crab cakes are a smidge overrated. I don't know.
Crab cakes?
Yeah, a smidge.
No, it depends on where you get them.
Well, my thing was always like, people would be like, it's all crab in there instead of filling. And I'm like, well, then it's not a crab cake. Then it's just a pile of crab. Don't you need the filling to make it a crab cake?
Yes.
Yeah. Otherwise, they're like, it's 95% crab. I was like, well, that's not a cake.
Get some good crab cake out there, Fritz.
It's good enough, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, again, it's fine. I just think that people act like it's like this big delicacy.
Oh.
And I don't view it in that light. It's not a steak. It's not even lobster. Like, lobster is better than crab.
Now, it's funny. I don't think I've ever had lobster other than like lobster macaroni and cheese.
Oh, you've never had lobster?
I don't think like the real lobster.
Lobster mac and cheese is awesome.
I'm not a big lobster tail guy.
Oh, okay.
You know.
All right.
You ever have a lobster roll?
I've had lobster roll, yeah.
Those are good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I've had lobster, but it's already out of the shell and everything else.
You haven't done the whole thing with the bib.
Yeah.
And the butter and the cracker or whatever.
Yeah.
All right. Coming up next, the very first edition of the Ike Reese Masters update.
Oh.
Oh, and we will talk a little NFL draft. And to you, what is the biggest thing you took away from the Phils win last night? 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Some people play by the rules, but the real game changers break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we're talking to the risk takers, the rebels, and the ones rewriting the playbook. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.